This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. And as always, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the WVXU studios the director of the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati. Albert Pyle is here this morning to talk about the library's 2013 season. Yes, it's more than just reading books at the Mercantile. A lot going on there. Good morning, Albert, and welcome again.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me here.
Let's recount just exactly what the Mercantile Library is. And it's a library, but not just like a public library.
It's not just like a public library, and it's impossible to be complete about it because it's such a hybrid institution. It's a library and literary center with events all throughout the year for people who like books, and like to read, like to know about authors, and we've been doing what we've been doing for 178 years.
And a beautiful sight down there on the 11th floor of the Mercantile Library building, too.
Oh, I think the reading room is one of the city's really great spaces. If you haven't seen it, it's worth a trip to the city.
And a Mercantile Library means you have to be a member. You have to be a paying member to be part of the library.
You do, to use the collection and for some of the events. For example, this upcoming, our next event is our annual meeting, which is a really nice afternoon tea for people who like afternoon teas, followed by a lecture. This year it's going to be the investigative journalist Anne Hagedorn, who's also a nonfiction author. Is going to recap the past 25 Niehoff lectures, which are the peak of every season. That's the series that's brought in people like Salman Rushdie and A.S. Byatt, and last year the Irish poet Seamus Heaney, which was just spectacular.
So many of the lectures in the 2013 season are open to the public. You don't have to be a member. This first one, the annual meeting, you do, and it's very easy to become a member. You can
you can join the library in your pajamas at your laptop. We have a handy website, mercantilelibrary.com, and we will gladly take your credit card, whatever, to ooch you in before the annual meeting that's coming Tuesday.
So the annual meeting kicking off things, and that is for members only at the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati. But what a season you have lined up here. There's events nearly every month of the year. And the highlight, you mentioned the Niehoff lecture that's coming up in November. And you have the biographer and Lyndon Johnson scholar Robert Caro coming in.
We do. He's actually at the end of the year. We go in peaks. We have what we call signature events, our anniversary lecture, which is in April, when we're going to have Civil War scholars William Freeling and Jennifer Weber. They're going to be talking about Cincinnati and Copperheads, by the way, which is sort of the dark side of Cincinnati and the Civil War.
Yeah, the Democrats who were fighting, they opposed the Civil War. They didn't want
correct.
To be
They were
part
Southern
of it.
Supporters. And for history-minded, the library sits on the same block where James Buchanan was nominated as the Democratic candidate for president in 1856. There's no historic marker there yet. There needs to be.
Yes.
But we have other signature events throughout where we're going to have wine events for our Hearth and Home series in the spring. We're negotiating with Letty Teague from the Wall Street Journal. She's the wine critic there, and I think that's going to be great. And we'll have a wine tasting, and we'll be featuring local wines, that sort of thing. And then in June, on Harriet Beecher Stowe's birthday, we will have the Harriet Beecher Stowe lecture that we always have. And this year, it's going to be Dr. Robert Bullard, who is the father of the environmental justice movement. And we're exceptionally pleased to have him coming in. But I should point out that between all these big events, we have this constant throb of discussions and lectures and groups. And I want to brag on something right now. This year, this past year, our Canon Club, which is a joint effort that we do with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, completed slogging their way through every last Shakespeare play.
Wow.
Right, with a discussion for everyone. They saw every play that the company had on during that period. That took them 3 years to go through. We're going to take a break now, but we're going to start it up again. So anybody who wants to take that long march. Keep an eye on the library because we'll be signing people up in the fall for that.
Yeah, the monthly book discussions, you really are a little bit of something for everybody when you look at the Mercantile Library. I mean, there is the Walnut Street Poetry Society, which I've had the honor of reading.
You were one of our star readers, yes.
At one point, a graphic novel group. I mean, there's just really a wide variety at the Mercantile.
Yes.
Like you said, a literary center.
Well, it is. It is. And it reflects the wide scope of literature. And,
yes.
Right. Fiction and nonfiction and all those activities.
So as the Mercantile is going along, how is it facing the digital age? It is fun these days with the way publishing is going, but I really believe in having that tactile book in your hand. I see the advantages of digital, but how is the Mercantile folding into the digital age?
Carefully, cautiously. Getting into the digital age is not cheap, but one thing we are doing is we have e-readers that you can check out like a book that we have loaded up with books for people who are going on trips or for people who don't want to take a big stack of books with them. And we will be looking at we've had audiobooks for years, and we're obviously going to have to convert to MP3 format for those as people trade their cars in.
Yes. And lose that cassette tape.
That's
yes.
Right. Lose the cassette tapes are gone. But the right. CDs, I don't know how long that will be with us.
Oh, no
we
doubt.
We obviously have to have the MP3, and we'll be doing that.
Oh, well, a lot of fun things. So monthly book discussions in many different facets. We mentioned the annual meeting in the library history lecture with Ann Hagedorn that's coming up on Tuesday, January 15th.
Right.
The Harriet Beecher Stowe lecture that's happening in June. And in September, the modern novel lecture. This year, another Irish tinge.
Another. Well, we have a lot of people who like a lot of Irish. Colin McCann is the author. He's a great author. He wrote Let the Great World Spin, which is one of the really fine books that involves 9/11, as well as the tightrope walker that walked between the two towers in the
'70s.
And that's a great book. And he's got a new book coming out. He'll be out right when he is at the library, Transatlantic. So that's pretty exciting for us. And that's the same series that's brought us people like Lisa C. And Jeff Eugenides. It's a lot of fun.
I know there's some. It's a library that sometimes noise is heard because you do have some music events that happen.
We do have music. We just had a jazzy holiday concert, but we have small concerts throughout the year, and we also collaborate with things. We've collaborated several times with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra, and we'll be doing that again. Concert Nova has used us as a venue, and they're going to be using us again. One of the wonderful accidents about the Reading Room is that it's a superb performance space. It's got wonderful acoustics, and performers love being there. It's great for voice and chamber music, so that's why we do that.
So in 2013, what are you looking forward to for the Mercantile Library, Albert?
Well, I am looking forward to a continuation of what we do. We were going to have more of our evening discussion groups, but I have to say we're all really excited about having Robert Caro come. He's such an important writer, and he's sort of the antithesis of tweeting.
Oh, indeed. More than 140 characters involved.
More than 140 characters. That's going to be quite fun.
Well, thank you for being here this morning, giving us a little bit of a preview. I appreciate it, Albert.
Thanks for having me.
Albert Pyle, the director of the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati. You can find out about becoming a member of the Mercantile Library and see a complete list of all the events for their 2013 season when you visit our website, wvxu.org.